It's time now for Wellness Wednesday, a program featuring health professionals from our area medical facilities discussing a variety of topics concerning your well-being. Wellness Wednesday is a weekly feature on Q92 Radio.
Welcome to another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. This morning, we're going to go over to Johnson Memorial Health Services and visit with Dr. Vergy. And I don't think we've ever had Dr. Vergy on the show yet. Welcome to Wellness Wednesday, Dr. Vergy.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
You bet. And, pandemic is winding down. People are getting vaccinated, and that's a good thing to see, right?
100%. I'm really happy to see people getting vaccinated because COVID-19 post-vaccine is a different disease than pre-vaccine. And I've been telling so many people that the vaccine is one of our main gateways back to normalcy because we all want that. I mean, we're all tired of masks. We're tired of lockdowns and what have you. And if you look at the data, international data, not just in the U.S. with mRNA vaccines, but even with viral vector vaccines and attenuated vaccines, basically these are turning COVID into a flu. So you're not getting the heart attacks with it. You're not getting the strokes or the respiratory failure or ventilator-dependent pneumonia. It's just knocking people out like the flu normally would. Now, the flu is something that we live with, just like COVID-19 is. It's going to be something that we have to live with. And at the same time, you know, we know that the flu, unfortunately, kills about 30,000 to 60,000 people a year in this country. It kills about 500,000 people worldwide. COVID is going to be something like that, but it's not going to... It's not going to cause lockdowns or shutdowns. Our kids, they need to go back to school and play sports. And we need to get back to, you know, family being together. Because at some point, you know, when you, when you deploy all of these public health measures, which quite frankly have been very good in many ways as far as reducing loss of life, there comes a point if you reduce the severity of the illness to the point where it's not as dangerous, then the benefits don't outweigh the disadvantages. Now it's time for us to slowly, cautiously, but get to that point of normalcy. And the vaccines are our ticket there. And I hope everybody who's listening has gotten vaccinated. If not, please come and get vaccinated.
Okay. What's this new strain? Can you tell us a little bit about that? Should we be concerned about it?
Sure. So the Delta variant, that's the one that's hit the media. But actually, since the Delta variant, there's been a Gamma variant coming from California and an Epsilon variant coming from Peru. But specifically for the Delta variant, it had about two or three hard mutations on that spike protein. And what it did is it made the variant a lot more transmissible and easier to evade vaccine immunity. And one study actually showed that when the Delta variant got into the lungs, it caused some fusion of some of the lung cells, so it made it easier for the virus to replicate. Now, the reason we get variants is because these are RNA viruses. RNA viruses are notorious for having mutations because when they replicate, they don't replicate perfectly. So every 1,000 replications, one mutation arrives. Now, if you think about an infection, it causes millions of replications. So the vast majority of those replications just die out. It doesn't bother us. But every once in a while, you'll get a variant that actually is more severe and more virulent than the first, and it tends to survive and stay in the community longer. And that's what we're seeing with the Delta variant. So right now in the U.S., it's about 51% of the cases, and it's on the rise. In the U.K., in the United Kingdom, it's 99% of cases, and I think we're going to see more of that. The latest study for the Pfizer vaccine is that it still protects you, but instead of protecting you about 95% efficacy, it's reduced to about 64% efficacy. But at the same time, it's protecting you from those severe illnesses, the really bad stuff. So all the more reason that we need to keep that going.
All right. We need to get vaccinated if you haven't been vaccinated already, right?
Absolutely.
So, Dr. Vergy, I got vaccinated. Do you think I'll have to get vaccinated again in a year or two, or do they know that yet, or...?
Yes, it's a great question. Right now, experts are debating that, and I think we need to wait and see what the science says. I most likely think that will be the case. So if you look at how these RNA viruses work, they constantly mutate. And just like the flu virus, influenza is an RNA virus, and we need to get boosters once a year. I think that that's going to be the case with COVID. Most likely, once a year, we get it, and we forget about it. We get it, and we just be cautious, and we just go back and live our lives.
Okay. Let's switch gears a little bit because I know you helped me out with my weight management a few years ago. Let's talk about that a little bit, the service that you provide there with weight management.
Yeah, so we've got an obesity management program here to help people lose weight and keep it off long term. So unhealthy weight, as you're aware, causes a lot of medical problems, diabetes, heart disease, cancer, arthritis. So instead of treating the symptom, which oftentimes is that disease, if we can lose the weight, engage a healthy lifestyle, then we can prevent that and oftentimes get people off of medication, feeling better, looking better. Another one of the things is a lot of medication causes weight gain. So we are very mindful of that. People are on different medications that contribute to either reducing metabolism or increased appetite. And so at our program, we're very vigilant on ensuring kind of a comprehensive approach to weight loss. We help people with our diet, which has been described as 80% knowledge and 20% effort, meaning easier than anything they've tried. We also make sure that they're not on any medications that cause weight gain. And we use medications to help them lose weight if that's what's needed too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know you helped me quite a bit, that's for sure. And it really, you're right, 80% is education. A lot of things that you told me, I really wasn't aware of. So that helped a lot.
No, that's great. You know, there's a lot of noise out there, and it's not uncommon that, you know, patients are confused because there's so much kind of, there's good information, but there's a lot of nonsense out there too. So it's hard to know what's right.
Okay. All right. Anything else you'd like to talk about this morning on Wellness Wednesday, Dr. Virgie? Anything, what's happening?
It's great connecting. Thanks for the discussion. It's great to be back in Dawson.
All right. Thank you for being on Wellness Wednesday this morning.
Thank you.
Dr. Virgie with Johnson Memorial Health Service, and that's another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.
Join us every week at this time for Wellness Wednesday on Q92. Find out what's happening at our area medical facilities, get to know the people who work there, and pick up some tips on how you can live a healthier life.